PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Transit is unveiling the next generation of rail cars that will hit the tracks next year. Governor Phil Murphy boasts about the variety of new features they come with. Additional capacity aside,
seats give you more space, a bike rack, USB plugs, just the whole LED screens in the car.
Officials say more than $950 million was spent to purchase 174 new multi-level rail cars, with most of that money coming from the federal government. Some Halloween costumes are evergreen, like princesses and pirates, but others come and go with pop culture fads, and Google Trends is out with a new ranking of the most searched costume ideas by region. Marvel's Deadpool and Wolverine are very popular this year across the United States following that massive blockbuster film from the summer. In years past, Atlantic City has run a very successful Class 2 program of part-time special law enforcement officers to handle the surge of seasonal visitors, says Police Chief James Sarkos. But recently, there's not many interested people in a career in law enforcement.
And those who are interested in a career can find full-time jobs rather easily. So we don't see a huge candidate pool for Class 2 law enforcement officers' positions. And when we do find those who are interested in that position, a lot of time they don't stay for long because they'll get hired full-time rather quickly.
Atlantic City has funding to hire 70 part-time officers through the Class 2 program, but Sarko said so far they only have five, all of them retired officers. And the Monmouth County DWI Task Force has scheduled a DWI checkpoint in Freehold tomorrow night. The checkpoint is scheduled between 9 o'clock and 2 o'clock Saturday morning. Motorists traveling on Route 9 will be directed into the Juniper Plaza parking lot and checked for sobriety. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And will we get a warm start to November? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have increasing clouds for tonight. It's going to be very warm with a shower in a few spots toward dawn. Low temperatures down into the 60s. A shower in spots early tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll have clouds giving way to some sunshine. Still very warm with a gusty breeze. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to near 80. And there will be a high fire threat due to the gusty winds and the dry brush. Mainly clear, brisk, and chillier tomorrow night. Lows in the mid to upper 40s. Then a mostly sunny and cooler day Saturday. Highs in the upper 50s to near 60. I'm Brian Thompson.
We've got 72 degrees in Patterson, 73 degrees in Hamilton, 69 degrees Cape May Courthouse. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.